By the time this is coming out, it'll probably be scary time.
Yeah.
Right now, it's July 5th. My district texted me the other day something incredibly, incredibly offensive.
What?
I can't be that mad because it wasn't to me. It was to everyone, like parents, students, teachers, staff. Like, everyone gets these messages, but it was like, back to school is sooner than you think, and they're having an event that actually seems like good. I'm not going to go, but it's like people can get free school supplies and like they have free vaccinations there and stuff like that. So they were really just promoing this event that's in 2 weeks and school starts in about a month. But I was like, for you to text me back to school is right around the corner, and this was on like July 3rd. I was like, I'm feeling really targeted. I know that's that disgusting. This was literally to thousands of people, but I'm really feeling like it was personal.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, seriously. And you just reminded me that Home Goods has Christmas stuff out now. I have to go get my Christmas decorations.
Don't piss me the fuck off, Home Goods. Don't piss me the fuck off. What the fuck are you talking about? They have Christmas stuff. The one I went to the other day didn't.
I bet they do today.
They did have Halloween stuff, though.
Oh, that's probably what I'm referring to. Because Yes, you're right. It's Halloween.
But it was like not all the way out. I just saw one or two things and I could tell they were like in process, you know?
So no, last year I went to Home Goods in September, like a normal human being looking for Halloween shit. And they were like, they were appalled. They were like, you needed to be here 2 months ago.
That's the worst part, is because you can just politely tell me no. Like, you don't have to act like I'm an alien that just got here and that me asking for Halloween decor in September is a stupid question. I don't care what happens globally or politically. Asking for Halloween decor in September is acceptable.
I'm sorry. And then
you're a full month out.
Exactly.
At least.
I went to the internet thinking, oh my gosh, my followers are going to back me up. Of course they will. No.
No.
If you're listening, every single one of you was like, yeah, Fraz. Good, like, you needed to do it in the summertime. And I was like, I'm being mom shamed.
Who's
by my friends?
I don't even have a kid, but who has it together that much? Because I don't really decorate my house seasonally, but I love decorating my classroom seasonally. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why I like being a teacher, because I feel like it's like where I can have all those like tacky ass things that I love. And every year, I usually, same as you, start looking for my Halloween stuff like mid-September. And every year I'm shocked that I like can't find anything. Yes. I usually end up just getting some like literal piece of crap from Walmart, the dollar store, and or Amazon. The dollar store usually has it out at the correct times. So I guess I think that's what it is like. We're trying to shop at places where we're not their target audience. Like, I think the target audience of Home Goods is like people who are planning things in advance.
Yeah, not me.
And I think I am the target audience of Dollar Tree, which is more just like, let's get through today. Like, Dollar Tree is kind of giving like a, we're only thinking 3 days out here. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not curating an aesthetic for a holiday 3 months from now. I don't even know what we're eating for dinner right now.
Oh my God. Amen, sister friend. So here we are. We asked you questions. Welcome back to Teacher Quit Talk, by the way.
Oh yeah, work here. We are businesswomen, and this is where we work. We're one singular businesswoman, because each of us is only half of a businesswoman. Right.
Fuck. Okay, so we asked you questions. Well, Redacted asked you what you're scared about.
Oh my God, I meant to tag you, and then I hit post before I did, and I literally threw my phone. I was so mad.
No, I was like, you know what? She wants me to do work, and I respect that.
No, I was like, oh my God, I'm making her do work. Like, I was so distraught over it. So I just kind of asked, like, how are your back-to-school scaries? I thought I was going to have terrible back-to-school scaries, but I forgot a critical component of my brain, and that it's when I am not living in an extremely structured environment, I go absolutely fucking insane. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking forward to being back, because the lack of structure is really not giving, and it's hard for me to get things done. Like, weirdly, because when I'm in school, I'm like, go, go, go. I feel like my brain is so fast. Like, I feel like an Adderall personified, but without taking one. And I can just, like, 10 minutes, yeah, I'll make a PowerPoint. Like, I'm so fast. And I feel like because I'm not stressed, I'm just so slow right now. Like, I feel like a literal sloth.
Oh my God.
Like, slothing along. So I am excited to go back, but that's also, it's going to be a lot of work. I'm not excited to wake up early. I wish school could be from like 10 to 3. That would be really ideal.
That would be perfect. And there is research that suggests that children should not be up, or adolescents in particular, should not be awake at such ungodly hours. It's not good for them.
So my scary is really just having to wake up at 5:50 instead of 8:30.
Just awful.
Waking up at 8:30 has been great. 5:50 is just unreasonable, I think.
Yeah. Are you going to be done with insanity by the time you go back to school?
Yes and no. My last week of insanity is our pre-service week. So I'll be back, but not with kids. So I'm thinking I might just do it in the afternoons or the evenings. And then I'm also kind of unclear. Our new district calendar this year, a lot of our teacher work days are virtual. So I'm kind of unclear if I even have to physically report to the building every day. My principal said he's going to send us a schedule. So I don't really know. So not ideal that there's a week overlap, but I'd rather be doing it during like service week than like back with the children week. Mm-hmm. I did decide next summer, this is my plan to not go insane. I'm going to find, you remember how I used to work at Early Head Start, how I've talked about how it was like a nonprofit? Mm-hmm. I'm going to find a place like that and try and volunteer there for like 5 hours a week. Cause I can't, I don't want to do summer school. I don't want to have a job. Like if I want to go like fuck off to Mykonos, I want to be able to do that.
Oh my God.
But I think I need like a thing to do.
Mykonos is so expensive.
No, it really is.
Overpriced.
I've never been. I'll just go to like,
it's like Vegas, the island.
I don't know. It's like a white trash place, like Myrtle Beach. Like,
oh my God. No, Daytona. I was a trash person in Mykonos. I literally went to the beach in the like 11 a.m. and they were like, hey, this is a day club, and if you want a chair, it's $140 American dollars for each of you. And I literally walked.
I would start laughing. Like, what are you talking about?
I left. I was like, thank you. I walked around with my husband to the other side of the beach and just sat my ass down in the sand. I was like, this is fine, actually. Fuck all of you. But anyways, no, you should be able to go to whatever island you want. The moment you want to go.
Do you go insane in the summer? You're on like a childcare summer, so I would imagine it's different.
No, I rot. I am so good at rotting. I can come. I always was very, very busy, like how I am, like multiple jobs all the time. But when I had the opportunity, I think my first year on my break, I was, what the hell was it? I was just living my life. I was doing a lot of fun things, and then COVID year, and then I was planning a wedding, and then I was pregnant, or I gave birth. So I've just been kind of busy in different ways, but definitely not feeling like, oh, I need to like do something.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm overly ambitious. I made a list of like 900 things to do, and then every day I wake up and watch Real Housewives of Orange County, and then I'm like, you didn't do your list.
You know what? Over on the side of my computer, there is a list that takes up 1, 2, 3.5 scrolls of the screen. That's all of my shit I'm supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big list gal.
It looks at me, and I'm not doing it.
Make a list and dump it, you know? Get her out of here.
Exactly. Forget it.
As parents and teachers, we all want to set our children up for success. Maybe your child is struggling with a specific subject, or your students needed a little extra help with homework, or maybe they're asking questions that you're just not sure how to answer. And, you know, if your child is ahead and not getting challenged enough in class, IXL can be the perfect tool for them too. Yes, IXL. You know her. You love her. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language, arts, science, and social studies, and it's designed to help students understand and master topics in a fun, engaging way, and it offers positive feedback along the way. As a teacher, I saw firsthand how IXL can make a difference. Whether a student is struggling with a specific topic or trying to keep up with their class or even aiming to get ahead. And for a lot of parents, one of the most helpful features is the tailored approach IXL takes with every single child. IXL is powered by advanced algorithms that give the right kind of help no matter the student's age or personality. And with just one subscription, you get access to everything. So it's perfect for a household with kids from pre-K to 12th grade. It saves time and money, And a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. So it's always worth a shot. Studies have shown that kids who use IXL consistently score higher on tests. And IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the United States. So 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are already learning with IXL. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Teacher Quit Talk listeners can get an exclusive 20% off of IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Do we want to read some of our submissions from other people's? I feel like the preschool scaries is like Sunday scaries times like a million. Like, it's like a different beast. Someone said, quit my last teaching job, partly because my old principal had 3-hour pre-planning meetings. So I guess they had like multiple 3-hour meetings in that pre-service.
Oh my God. And that person was like, actually, I'm done.
They're like, I know the first day of school is in 4 days, but the last day is today.
You pissed me off for the last time.
Be like, if you manage to piss me off this much in pre-service week, I don't see it getting better.
No. That's on boundaries. That's mental health, self-care.
A really common thing I'm seeing is people saying that right before school started, like the rug being yanked from under them, like they got some kind of major switch up that happened to them.
No.
Like this person says, got hired to teach kindergarten, showed up to work on the first day and was told I'd actually need to teach first grade.
Oh, that is my actual nightmare. I can't even tell you how very different those two experiences are on the first day of school. I would die. I would start crying on the spot. They would have to
wheel me out.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
They'd have to put me in my little teacher cart and just shove me out into the street.
Just that would be it. Just
let the traffic mow me down. Yeah. There's no coming back. No,
I'm mentally unwell at that point. Shit.
This is very real. Dread this time of year. Never been in the same spot every year. I'm always at a new grade, school, or room, and it's exhausting. Yeah, mm-hmm. To set up. That's what I'm dreading is the setup. Mm-hmm. I don't want to set up.
Well, you didn't. Did you have to take down as much as you used to?
No.
You left up your bulletin boards, right?
So, okay. I really left up almost everything. So it's not going to be as bad. I am predicting a fair amount of it fell. I'm trying to go in with like realistic expectations. So I'm trying to go in with the mindset that I'm starting over and then anything else will just be like a nice surprise.
Yeah.
And it's not so much the putting things on the walls. I'm getting like a new desk. So, and then they also take all the desk out of our rooms and redo the floors. So it's more the furniture arranging. And then I like to have all my supplies out. Like I have 2 desks, my teacher desk and then that I bought, and then a teacher desk that the school gave me, and the school desk that for teachers, I have all the supplies out. So it's more just like combing through my cabinets and organizing and yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nothing super heavy. I'm just like not looking forward to like 2 days of light manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might just be lazy and do none of it and then be like, this is a challenge for all of us to embark on together and like make the kids do it.
I love it. Community building.
I already decided. I printed out like 150 memes about U.S. history and laminated them. And I'm not going to cut them out or put them on the walls.
They'll do
it. The children can do that throughout the year.
They'll love it.
That does not need to be ready for day one.
No. No, that's a great activity.
And that if we have new teachers here, do not think your room needs to be 100% ready to go on day one. If anything, I have regretted the times I did that because it made me more like resistant to change. And it's kind of good. Like, I mean, set it up. Have pencils out. Like, don't just show up. But it doesn't have to be perfect.
No.
It's a work in progress.
Reggio says that you should create your classroom environment with your students, and having full bulletin boards on the first day just doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine are empty, but they have paper on them, you know, like there's no, like the background is on.
I love having like a blank bulletin board all around, and then the first day of school having them bring in family photos and doing like our community wall.
That's fun.
And then the first thing they put on the walls is like an art project or something like hopes for the year.
Yeah.
Goals.
I wish I had like more freedom around my boards. A, I don't have a ton of board space. And B, like I have to have, because I teach two different courses. Mm-hmm. And for each course, I have to have like standards, questions, data. Having double of everything kind of limits my square footage to get cute with it. What I usually do for like that, the fun stuff, I have the most horrific fucking handwriting anyone's ever seen in their entire life. So I... No, I'm so serious. So I don't use my whiteboard for anything, and they put their work on there with magnets.
Mm, that's cool. I like that.
Having to redo your room every year does suck, though. That's horrible. Yeah. This person says, I don't know my schedule yet, and I keep having dreams about it. That's so real.
A lot of people are having nightmares.
Back to school dreams. Dreams or nightmares? They said dreams.
Oh, mine were having nightmares in my inbox. They have their recurring nightmares.
I haven't even thought about this. You have reoccurring inbox nightmares?
Well, they are talking about their reoccurring nightmares, which reminds me of my reoccurring nightmares. Oh. I still have teaching nightmares that are the same kind of things.
I have reoccurring nightmares, but they're not about teaching. They're about like being tortured.
Oh!
And, like someone taking my teeth out. I digress. Mm-hmm.
I'm always afraid that I'm going to get tortured and they're going to take my nails off.
Another one I have is someone shaving my head.
Ooh.
And tattoos.
That's got to mean something.
Waking up with tattoos.
That means something for sure. We should unpack that in therapy. Can I come?
Really? Yeah. I wonder how mad she would be if I just had you on FaceTime without telling her. Probably pretty mad.
Did you see that people on TikTok record their therapy sessions like on the reg and then they post them? And I'm like, are we allowed? I don't
know. Oh, the posting is weird. I've had a virtual therapist say if you want to record it to listen back, you can.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like the posting of
that's
it.
Not crazy to me, but the posting it is a lot. Yeah. I don't like the where it's, oh, I know what you're talking about, where they literally like make a TikTok during the therapy. I thought you meant like they uploaded the full like hour and 20 minute MP4 on YouTube.
They're like sitting the camera like behind. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't. Oh, what's that guy? He's friends with Meghan Trainor and brings people coffee.
Oh, he did that. Chris did that. Yeah. I was always wondering if that was real, though.
The therapy?
He's a little contrived. So I was like, is this a bit?
I don't think it is. I think a lot of what he does is a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Anyways. So yeah, the nightmares.
Everyone drop in your 5-star review what reoccurring nightmare that you have is.
Yes. Oh my God. Lots of people are not specifying their nightmares, but just saying they have nightmares. I still have anxiety dreams about theater as well. Teaching in theater.
I've had restaurant ones.
Mm.
I'm trying to think. I've definitely had dreams about teaching, but not anything that was like reoccurring or really stood out to me.
Stressy.
I hope I never have a nightmare that I'm back at my old school. I feel like that's really something my brain would do to me.
Oh my God, yes. And then they shave your head.
So my old principal makes himself a wig because I think he secretly wants to be me.
Oh my God, he does. We know you're listening.
This person with their schedule, though, I'm mad that you brought up schedules because you just reminded me I don't know mine and now I'm stressed.
Oh my God. You're going to have a stress dream.
I do know a little bit. I know. So my assistant principal's exact words were, I know exactly what you're teaching and I'm only 50% confident about when you're teaching it.
Right.
And I was like, that's fine.
I just, that's a lot for me. I like to know.
Because she couldn't tell me when my planning period was going to be. Ugh. And this was my strategy. Everyone and their mother is being so annoying to her about their planning period. Everyone's being like, I want this, I want this. And I think that making a master schedule just seems really hard. And because I literally threaten to quit if they have me teach anything except for my current schedule of 2 classes of AP and 1 class of regular, I was like, you can give me any planning period. Aww. I was like, as long as I get that 2-1 combo.
You're so agreeable.
I'll plan in the dark. I don't give a shit.
You're amazing.
It's a manipulation tactic that I'm like tricking you into thinking I am agreeable. Mm-hmm. So then once you're in, when I don't want to be agreeable, I can double down and be like, remember all those fucking times I was agreeable?
You and I are so similar. It's actually a little frightening.
It really is. Do you ever think God runs out of personalities and he didn't account for us meeting over the internet?
No, I think this was not supposed to happen.
He just like copy and paste.
Oh my God. Like, yesterday I was talking about you and my best friend goes, is she our age? And I went, yeah, she's 26.
No, I feel like age categories change once you are 25.
She was like,
I think the categories get bigger.
Yeah, I think so too. But then she like looked, she was like, so no.
Because if you think about it, when you look at like a 1-year-old compared to a 3-year-old, right. You're like, you're not even the same fucking species. Mm-hmm. But when you look, and they're only two years apart. Mm-hmm. But when you look at like a 26-year-old and a 28-year-old, they're really not that different. And I think as you get older, age mark groups get bigger.
I like to.
How old are you again?
I'm 32.
That's what I thought. I can't remember if you were 31 or 32.
Oh, yeah. So she was.
That's not that different.
Yeah, you're right.
My boyfriend's older than you, and I live with
him. That's true. I know. Yeah, that's true. But you're only 2 years older than my younger brother, which is weird.
Oh no, I can see that.
Yeah. Anyways,
I used to really feel that way about my sister's age.
Yeah.
Like whenever someone was older than my sister, I was like,
"You're old."
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird. So,
but I felt that way until I was like 23, 24. And then I was like, we're all old.
Yeah, you're so right. Once you pass that like over the hump threshold. This person wants to know why teacher influencers are always like day one setup on TikTok or Instagram when it's like June 30th. This person's mad. Here's what they said. Bitch.
I haven't seen this.
I am going to answer because I did it. It says, bitch, it's June 30th. Get the fuck out of there. You set these new teachers up with incredibly unrealistic expectations and tell them it's normal, almost better to work in the summer. No, thank you. You don't pay me enough in the school year. Okay, totally valid. I will say two things. One, it's content. And if this is your job or your second job, you're going to make content. Like, that's a very,
And it's summer, so you have less inspiration.
Yeah, it's really just, sorry to burst the bubble, it's content. And a lot of teacher influencers get a shit ton of brand deals over the summer. So for back to school season, you're going to be doing promos. So that's like one part of it. But also back in the day before I was in any way, shape or form an influencer, I was in there because I'm so freaking anxious. I like want to set it up because I was like excited, anxious, but also like, felt like I needed to get it done because I was like just sitting at home thinking about it because of who I am. I'm not saying that's a healthy response. I'm just saying that like
it's what happened.
It's what I did.
This might not be the answer you wanted, but it's here.
Yeah. But I totally understand. Like you don't want to set that example and then have like kids watching it and being like, oh my God, I have to work during the summer. I mean, I don't know. To each their own, I suppose. I totally hear what you're saying.
They let you in. I don't know if my principal would let me in. They have my keys. Like, I wouldn't even know how to go about that.
Oh, I would go into the front office and be like, I want to go work in my room. And they'd be like, okay, I'll let you in. Or they gave you keys.
I literally think my front office lady would look me in my eyes and say, bitch, if you don't get in your car and go enjoy this break. Like, I literally don't think they would let me. Like, there's been days that we were... District, if you're listening, this is a joke. There were days that it was supposed to be a teacher work day, and at like 11 a.m., my principal came on the PA and was like, so I would like to close the building if everyone could pack it on up. And then he came to my room and he goes, did you not hear? And I was like, oh, you meant all of us. Okay. Yep. Let me just grab my keys and my lunch.
Let me just fuck off real quick. That's up there.
So I feel like if I tried to get into the school right now, they'd be like, sweetie, it's summer. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's probably very healthy. There's definitely a culture in elementary school of like, you're going to go make your room cutesy and you're going to cut out all your shit and laminate your class lists and post it on the wall and, you know.
The class list.
Yeah. Because you have, I would always like label everything. So that took forever. And they don't give you enough time during teacher work days. If you get teacher work days at all, I was just always like, a meeting? I'm supposed to be doing my safe schools and stapling shit.
Not the safe schools.
Oh my God. We all do that, right?
I've been getting a bunch of random ass emails. I don't know what my district is doing, but I keep getting all these emails that an account has been created for me.
Oh.
So I have no idea what's in store for me when I come back. Like I got one from our like We wear these buttons where you can like press it if there's an emergency.
Oh my God.
And I got one from that. That was like, your account has been created. It said created and renewed. And I was like, was it created or was it renewed?
Yeah, they just, they said, we're only making one version of this email and everybody's getting it.
I think so. I've been getting tons of like random ass websites that have been like, welcome. So I have a feeling I have some stuff in store for me. I don't know what it is. I'm scared.
Oh my God.
But I also like that for most things like safe schools, my principal makes us all come in the cafeteria and sign a piece of paper and then he puts it on the big screen and then we just leave.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he really does not like when the district emails him and is like, these people have not done it. So he makes us do them together.
Yeah.
In place of meetings.
I mean, at least there's that. We have to do them on our own time.
This person said they had such bad panic attacks that they had to take 4 Tylenol PM so they could sleep the night before the first day of
school.
God,
that's so relatable. Oh my God. I remember when I first started getting panic attacks, I was at a horrible ass job and the therapist was like, I think I know what's wrong. You're very stressed and your body's in panic. Oh, here's a nightmare one that they gave me a detail. Every summer, I have these nightmares where I'm either teaching in the grade school or high school that I went to with a mix of either kids I attended with or students I currently teach. And the really bad ones just include a new group of kids, usually 30 plus in the room. And they're all defiant from day one and make it clear I will not get to teach for the year.
That is a nightmare. That is a nightmare. If I woke up and I was a teacher at my old high school with my old high school peers as them in high school in the class.
That is a horrible nightmare.
Oh, that's some shit. That's some shit.
Oh my
gosh. So many people I went to high school with teach at that high school. It's like a thing and I could never. I would vomit. And I think it's very telling that they've never approached me because they have like a tendency to do that.
That is so
like a lot of my, I'm using the term friends very loosely, that teach there. The school approached them. They were like, we heard you got a degree. Would you like to teach at your alma mater? And I think the fact that I'm literally a teacher influencer and they've never reached out to me is
that is
says a lot.
They know you're too good.
They're like, ooh, we got our out of here once. I don't think we can do it a second time. Someone who had a bad setup experience, like you were mentioning the time.
Tell me.
They said, last year, my district only gave us a total of 4 hours in our classrooms to prep for the new school year during teacher work week. That's not enough
that
time.
That is nauseating.
It's enough time if you don't give a shit, but if you care even a little bit, it's not enough. We had meetings and a district-wide in-person kickoff event at an event center in town for the other 4.5 days. We were just expected to miraculously be ready on the first day. During the kickoff, no one could hear what was being said, and every teacher I talked to was furious about how much time was wasted. This is feeling a little personal because my district is doing a kickoff this year at a very large event space that we're being bused to, and I have a lot of feelings about it, and I'm really trying to go in with a neutral attitude. I don't have a positive attitude within me, so neutral is the best we can do here. And your concern is making me concerned. I figured, worst case scenario, it's terrible, it's a waste of time. I have a hotspot and a laptop. I don't care if you all are wasting time. I do not waste time during the workday. So if I have to sit at the back of this arena on my little fucking MacBook Air, I will. Mm-hmm. I will. Mm-hmm. You have to take control of what you can.
This person says the first week back during PD week is the only week all year I can work within my contract hours. That's so real.
That is,
and then it just picks up and goes downhill after that, I assume.
I feel like I usually end up working. I'm trying to remember. At my first school, we only had like 2 or 3 preschool days. And so usually I would come in on Saturday to get my room set up. Mm. Oh, my God. I remember my first year I did that and our AC wasn't working. And my sister, who's literally an angel, sent down from the fucking Lord. While I was in all these god awful new teacher meetings, she set up my whole room in a 90 degree room. No AC, just vibes.
Oh my
set up
gosh.
The whole thing. Was so nice of her. My new district, we have 5 days, so I don't think I stayed super late. I remember, like, I was working, and I was like, oh, I'm moving furniture, I'm in the ceiling, I'm on a ladder. but I don't think I ever stayed like unreasonably late. Mm. But it sounds like these people, if they only give you 4 hours, that's crazy. Because I don't know, we have a new superintendent, so I don't know what this year is going to be like at my school. But last year, it was every day, like a full day. We'd usually have like an hour to 2 hours worth of meetings. And then the rest of the day was like to set up. So you got like a couple hours every single day, which I think is what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every day, for sure. But I also like to have a huge chunk of time because I really get rolling and then it's like, yes. Damn, the time's all gone already?
It's hard to like go in and back out. It's kind of nice where you just like slam a Celsius, put those yoga pants on and go like balls to the wall for like 10 hours and set up the most bitchin' fucking room you've ever seen in your
life. Exactly. It feels so good to accomplish it all.
Oh, if anyone listening to this wants to contribute to the classroom of my dreams, I have this like really toxic plan this year that I'm hoping people on the internet will pay for, but if they don't, I'll just do it myself. I want an Apple TV for my classroom.
Oh, that's very reasonable.
So that instead of having to plug my laptop into the board, just the Apple TV, and then I can AirPlay from either my phone or my laptop, and I can be everywhere. Mm-hmm. I can be in the ceiling. I can be in a desk. I can be on top of the cabinets.
You can totally do that. How much is that? It's like $100.
They're like $140. Yeah. So I put it on my Amazon wish list, and if no one buys it, I'll just buy it.
You'll love it. It's really handy.
Because I really want to be spending. I have tall cabinets, and I love to get up on top of them because the kids get really upset.
My gosh, I was always standing on shit and I'd be like, don't do this, friends. Don't do what teacher's doing right now. Don't look.
There's like you know, your kitchen cabinets at your house, how there's like a little space between the ceiling and the cabinet. Like that's where I get when they like take tests and stuff. I like to be up there.
Oh, yeah. I used so much of my walls when I was teaching. I would be like up just stapling shit as high as I could or sticking it up with tape. And they'd be like, teacher, we're not allowed to stand on the furniture. No, it's fine. For me.
My head custodian gets upset because he says he doesn't want to clean my brains off the floor.
OSHA who? Tell him. It'd be so- You just to feel alive. You just gotta.
When you see your classroom from 12 feet in the air, it's a feeling like no other.
Power.
To be at that angle.
Yeah.
I love seeing my classroom from a new angle. Like every time I lay on the ground or get on top of a cabinet, I'm like, oh my God, it's so different.
It's so different. See, you need that experience for yourself. And if he tried it, he would understand.
Just because you've never been up here. Get your ass on up here and tell me to get down.
Everything the light touches. Oh, gosh. Somebody said they spend unpaid hours setting up their classroom. That is a real issue. I mean, if you're going to be in the classroom setting stuff up, it's hard because, like we said, it's like we want so much time to do it. But then we want it to be paid. But so often when there's a PD week, you're being paid to be there and they make you do stupid meetings.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, look at this spreadsheet of test scores from 3 years ago.
Oh my God.
And you're like, oh, I feel so equipped to handle these kids that have nothing to do with
that. You know what always happened to me too is that in like January, they would give us the most helpful PDs or like April. And you're like, why did I not get this phonics training in August? Why do we just get it?
I had that experience last year, like coming into a new state, new curriculum, new EOC. It was a lot rougher than I expected to adjust to a new curriculum. And I went, so for context for that class, it's only one semester. So those kids I had from August to December, I went to a PD in the beginning of November. I remember because it was on like an election day. So fucking helpful. Mm. Literally completely changed my instruction, how I approach everything. They told me the materials I was using were like, they said it nice, but basically a waste of everyone's fucking time and that I should be looking at this other stuff that I had no idea that stuff even existed. Like stuff that my state pays for that I literally just didn't know where it was, like free online. And I was like, this would have been super dope if it had happened in August. And then on the same vein, that was an in-person training that did not need to be in person. Most of the presenters joined us virtually. So I had to drive 30 minutes to another school to watch people on a TV on Zoom. And I'm like, y'all could have done this on Zoom in 2 hours. In that pre-service week where we could have just like signed up and done it from our own classrooms, and my instruction would have been so much better for those kids. And just to like give you the numbers, that first semester, and I, this is a little embarrassing to share, so no one fucking make fun of me or say I'm a bad teacher. Just know that
you're
not
fine.
All schools perform well on district test or on state test. First semester, I only had 2 kids pass the state test. And for context, my admin was like clapping. Like they were like, oh my God, that's so great. It was your first time. We thought 0 were going to pass. So like test scores are something we're working on in my lovely school. Second semester, after I had done that PD, I think I had 5.
Oh my God, amazing.
So like literally such a huge difference. And just like imagine if I could have gotten that in a little more timely manner.
Oh, yeah, because it's like those companies that come in are the ones that are the experts on the test. Oftentimes it's the company that gives the test or makes the test, right?
Yeah, so it was not the company, but the lady who works for the state. Basically, the company gives her the questions and it's her job to decide if they are fair game or not to go on the test. So she's like the approver of the questions mm-hmm. from the testing company, where she was basically saying like, her job sounds really fucking hard. And I didn't even know this was a job. So she was showing how like one of our standards says explain the French and Indian War. So she had to reject a question because the question she said was too analysis. And the standard just says explain, not analyze.
Mm. Oh my God.
So like that, getting into like the nitty gritty of that is for your specific subject area mm-hmm. is I feel like what we should be doing in our back to school week. But usually we're like learning that when a kid bleeds, you like shouldn't lick it.
No, it's exactly. And those the same thing would happen in third grade. Like we got the state testing PD, obviously like in the after winter break time when we came back to like ramp up. And I was like, no, we needed to be using the language from the prompts
the
in
whole
August.
Time.
Like we needed to unpack the academic language then, not now.
I hate like a pre-testing ramp up because it's never going to work. You had to have been in that headspace the whole time and be building to that. You can't just magically make them pass a test in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You have to have been like curating your curriculum around that framework.
It starts from day
which
one.
Again I have mixed feelings about, but for the objective that you guys are saying mm-hmm. like you're saying you want high scores yeah. I don't think this is the best way to get it, because like what are some preschool PDs you've had to do? I can't even remember any of mine.
Oh my god,
that's how little of an impact they had on me. Except for like I love when schools do a new teacher one that's like
it's just insurance.
No. Like, so I had to go to my like insurance one for the district, but my actual school site.
Oh, they did one?
One of the administrators, there were like 4 of us and they were like, okay, this is who you go to for this. Use these bathrooms. These are where your paperwork, like it wasn't official, but they were just like, wow, like logistics.
That's nice.
That's the only thing that matters. What do you guys do? Because everything else I've done, I can't even remember it. I felt like it was such a waste of time.
I have had at my when I worked at that charter school, we had weeks of pre-development, like pre. What the fuck is the word? Like you go back early,
like pre-service.
Yeah, pre-service. And we would do so many things. I mean, we would do like bonding with our team. We would do different PDs about
it's
like.
It's really hard to bond when you know you have 9 class lists that need to be laminated.
No, it's so hard. And it was like very intimate stuff too, where it was like really deep, really fast.
Oh.
And then also we would do like role playing for the first day of school. So we'd do like a full walkthrough of the first day. And we would do like role playing with different scenarios, and then they would like help. This is where my OCD went crazy, and I made that like 7-page like script for myself,
the, like master plan.
Yes, and I printed it 4 times and stapled it and put it all around the room, and I just went nuts.
It should never be more than 2 feet away from you.
Exactly. And like, but I was to the point where it was so scripted at that school that I was like panicked that I was going to forget something. And then also we would do, and this was, I think, incredible and like was the best thing I've ever done at PD, was that was when we got shit tons of like trauma-informed teaching training and responsive classroom training and social justice training and restorative justice training. Like we got, that's when we had the.
California is insane in a good way, but like, I think if my principal tried to do that, the governor would come in and like arrest him.
Well, that was, like, it was also charter school. When I went to a district, we did not have that. But like, we had a 3-day DEI training that would make everybody's fucking head explode, the red state that is like voting for that shit. You know what I mean? To be banned.
I'm trying to imagine how like, my government and my school would react to that. Oh my God. It's really funny.
Well, redacted, we had the, there was, this is such a tangent and this is like a little bit tea, but I don't care. It's been so long. We had a 3-day DEI training and I've never told the story publicly. And in one, it was my like third day at this school. Like I was brand spanking new. And they had us split into affinity groups, and it was supposed to be racial affinity groups. So they were like, there was a whole discussion about, there are lizards fighting outside, and one just dangled it from the wall and shook it.
Yeah. Oh, lizards get nasty with it. Oh my God. They're like WWE fighters. Did it rip its tail off?
I saw its little belly.
Yeah. Oh, you're in for quite the thing. God. National Geographic IRL right now.
Yeah, for real. So we're supposed to get into racial affinity groups, and there was two, this was a school that like, there were probably 90 staff members and maybe like 10 of us were white, and this is like all staff. And there was a group of two groups of white people, and one group of white people was like, I am white, this is my racial identity, and the other group was trying so fucking hard to not say white women. They wanted to be like anything else. I mean, they were trying so hard. And I brand new, one group was like, come over here, Ariel. And the other group was like, no, come over here. And I stood in the middle of these two groups of white women and started crying. And
this
my
is like
now best
the best representation of white it women was, I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely fucking insane. One girl later.
Division for no reason. Self-torture. Projecting onto others. It has it all.
The white woman tears in the middle of it all. My now best friend was like on my team and she was going to come over and comfort me. And another like higher ranking teacher said.
White woman.
No, neither of them are white. The other person goes, no, let her cry. And I had just...
I know you haven't told this publicly, but I think you have told me, and I love this story.
And then I went in my room and, like, collected myself, and we go back in, and another teacher raises her hand and is like, I just want to, like, call out the white woman tears in the room. And I was like... I'm not crying because of racism. I'm crying
because of social anxiety. Yeah, it's different.
Exactly. They and
I'm not crying because of racism. I'm just crying.
I'm just so deeply uncomfortable with the fact that in front of everyone at this brand new school, two groups of white women were like, come here. Join us on our side. It was, I learned so much from that PD that I carry with me to this day. But oh my fucking God, it was nuts. And now my best friend is like, I didn't want to let you cry. I wanted to tell you that they were just, you know, it's okay. It was nuts. So I'm telling you, in like a red state where DEI is being banned,
that's why
they would lose their shit. They'd be like, but I learned so much. Anyhoozle.
The one time during Abbott Elementary, they were at like a PD thing. It was like a conference. And there was this one scene where like the token white teacher from that show is reading like the offerings of like different sessions you could go to, and I don't remember what it was, but it was like,
I think I did this
white teacher black school, how you can, like, it was the name of a thing. And then I was watching it with my boyfriend and he goes, that sounds like something you would go to.
Do you know?
And I was so mad because I was like, I do want to go to that. Like, that is a really compelling title. It was like, white teacher in a black school, like, how to make an impact without creating harm. Like, it had like a good ass name that I was like, hell yeah, sign me
up. There's literally a book. There's books about that that I have read and highly recommend.
Would love to learn to read one day.
Someday. I'll love that for you. So same school, they had a PD week and they had a lunch for like, it was like, BIPOC teacher lunch. or something. And I was like, or no, it was called diversity lunch. And I was like, I want to learn about diversity. And they were like, no, you are not.
You're not invited. No, it's a lunch for diversity, not to learn about diversity.
Yeah, and I was like,
you show up with your fucking, what's like the most like white, like a
my tuna sandwich,
the Duggar recipe of tater tot casserole.
So bad. So I was,
and like, you're like, is this the diversity lunch?
Thank God someone was like, do not go to that, that's not for you. Oh, back to school time is crazy, man. I'm trying to see if there are any more fun ones. Oh, people are sad. There are some sad ones.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, my mental health is going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said they used to throw up every day before pre-service.
That's not good. Pre-service doesn't really give me anxiety. I just don't like it. Like, the day goes by slow to me. That's why I love teaching, because the kids make the day feel like it's 15 minutes, when in reality it's 40 hours. But pre-service, I feel like I'm just, like, bored. And it's like, I hate waiting for things, because yeah, the longer I wait for something, I start to get anxious about it. I prefer to just, like, dive right in.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Oh, Jesus. Somebody said, first year teaching and I got COVID exactly 6 days before school started.
That sucks. Oh, that's such a terrible note to start off on.
So you're, like, planning to go in and get your shit set up?
And you're like, coronavirus.
Sucks.
Saw the school supply section at the store and nearly had a panic
attack. Oh, no.
Calmed myself down, and then I bought stuff for my class. Real?
Real. Oh, jeez. Oh, somebody said they tried to find a new job, and they didn't have any luck, so now they have to go back to the school they wanted to leave.
Oh, the worst. Okay, I have one. This says, my first day of school at a really cutthroat district. First coworker I meet, let's call her A. She comes, like Pretty Little Liars. She comes up to me, introduces herself. I introduce myself. She says, no, I already know you. Okay. Pulls me into her room and starts talking about my co-teacher, who we are all in the same department with. Just so you know, K, that's the name they've given to their other coworker, K does not need any more friends, and he's not looking to be your friend. Oh, she's fucking him. I'm so sorry you got tangled up in
this.
Oh,
no.
I go, oh, is he really mean? Like, are you friends with him? I thought she was really looking out for me as a girl, you know? No, I'm friends with him, but he isn't going to want to be friends with you. That man is married and she's having an affair with him. I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you this, but that is the only reason I can think that someone would say that. I should have quit then. Ultimately led to my downfall that my other coworker meddled with my relationship with my co-teacher and we couldn't collaborate. Best part, principal was besties with them, so I couldn't even go to my principal to squash it all. Ugh.
That's awful.
To start off on that foot, I'm very pro, like, let people get to know each other. Unless I have a coworker that I, like, genuinely think is going to cause harm, I'm not going to give any warnings, because even if I hate them, you guys might jive really well. And I don't want you to, like, go in with a bad energy, because yeah, I think that that's, if you go in expecting it to be bad, it's going to be bad. So unless I think someone is literally going to, like, physically attack you, I'm just going to let you go with God. And, like, after a day or two, I'll just come in with, like, a, how's it going with so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Just, like, I'm going to open the door if you want to hate.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna pull you through the door. You have to walk.
That's my favorite thing. But sometimes I need a little extra nudge. Like, I need, like, a, how are things going? Like, yeah. I need, like, a,
Are you and Mr. So-and-so working well together?
Yeah.
Is it going good? And then you can start crying and I'll be like, yeah, I know.
Totally get it.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Thrilled that now we can have this discussion and bond.
He fucked up your document in OneDrive, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's really, shit, I don't have any more.
I don't really think I do either.
I mean, it's just sad when it's like people are so stressed out. And some people have said, like, I quit and I feel so great. Or I'm going on maternity leave. Or I quit because I wasn't getting paid leave. And I'm feeling so great. Like, people are either stressed or, like, free.
It is a good feeling when you don't have to go, yeah, and everyone's stressed. You're like, ha-ha, loser.
Yeah, I cried and cried and cried the first year that I didn't go back. So, like, not the year that I thought I was going back to kindergarten, I didn't cry.
Mm-hmm.
But then last year, I was very sad.
Yeah.
when I like knew I wasn't going back?
I'm trying to think.
I love back to school time.
The first year I was out, I was still just like very like fresh and raw over it. So I like when I saw my students going back, I was, or my old students starting their senior year, I was kind of like FOMO vibes, but I didn't like want to be there. I was just like, oh, like I missed this time. It was the following year after I'd been out for a full year that I was like, oh, next year, I bet I won't feel this way. Like the first year I was like, oh, I'm kind of sad, but I don't think I'll feel that way next year. And then the next year I felt like fucking gutted and was like so jealous, and seeing everyone being back in school, I was like, that looks like fun. I want to do that.
And then you did.
And then I quit. Yeah. So then I quit. Womp womp. I'm trying to make sure my timeline was right on that. Was I even there that long?
Your timeline was correct.
I'm looking. It's going to bother me now. No, I don't think I was right. I think I only missed one back to school. I don't know. Whatever. I was sad. And then I came back.
Yeah. Now you're back.
Back.
And having a better experience.
I am. I was thinking about the other day how long I want to stay a public school teacher for. We'll see. I feel like throughout my whole life, I want to do like a 3 to 5 years in, 1 to 2 years out. 3 to 5 years in, 1 to 2 years out. Because I feel like it's good.
A sabbatical.
To leave, learn things, reassess. And I also really do want to try doing college, like our community college. So.
Yeah, you'd be so good.
Right? Because I was saying the other day, because me and my wife were talking about like where we live and when our lease is up, what we're going to do about that. I do feel like in this stint of public teaching, I don't want to switch schools. Like I really like my school, and I wouldn't be surprised if in like 3 or 4 years, I'm like, eh, I want a break from this, but I really don't think I want to go to another school because honestly, hearing from y'all, it's rough out there.
Yeah.
It seems quite abysmal in the community.
Yeah, it's scary out there. But
any other scaries we want to share with people who are going back?
No, that's it for me.
We hope you aren't scared. No. Take a deep breath. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
And one piece of advice I have, I learned this in corporate America. I think teachers put a lot of pressure on the first day of school and like making it perfect. And when I was in corporate America, I would have to onboard new clients, and I would do that with our orientation meeting. Like the first meeting, I felt like we had to do everything and it had to be perfect. And my boss taught me something very valuable. She was like, girl, you'll see him again. If you forgot to do something, you can do it later.
That is really good advice.
So like if on the first day of school you didn't get to teach them every procedure, they will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's really nice advice.
They're coming on back. So don't put too much pressure on yourself. You have a whole year. You can fuck up the whole first week, and that was still only 1 week out of 30-something.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone have a good year. I hope you aren't scared.
No. Good luck and God bless. We're here for you.
Take a Tylenol PM if you are.
Bye.
Bye.